Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit. It's good that we start with remembering and studying and hearing God's word. We're gonna read Matthew 5:13-16. Willow is going to Royal, can you read the Chinese version and then somebody read the English version? 马太福音5:13-16.
Matthew 5:13-16.
那Willow，你找到了，你就帮我念一下。You guys have Bible apps? Yeah. YouVersion or in China, it's the best one in my opinion is the WeChat. WeDevote.
好。
Willow，你念吧。
你们世事上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不能放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Amen. Thank you. Can I ask Mao? Can you read the English verse?
Is it Matthew 5?
Matthew 5:13-16. I'm sorry.
16, yeah. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Thank you. Thank you. So these verses are very familiar to us. Among Chinese Christians, we use a four-character almost idiom to summarize these verses. It is 做光做盐, okay? 做光做盐. Now, guang is light, yan is salt. However, there's a little problem with the saying, with the Chinese version, because 做 gives people are feeling of doing something. So you try to do something. But these verses are not about doing. The verse says that we are, that Jesus said, we, Christians, are the salt and the light. We are the salt of the world, of the earth, and we are the light of the world. So I think you would appreciate that there is a difference between doing and being. We are the salt, and we are the light. So verse 13, it's about being salt. Salt is very important. It gives flavor. And when you cook Sichuan dishes, you add salt, so it's it has flavor. In the Chinese saying, especially Sichuan people will say when they praise some good food, they say this is you yan you wei, meaning there's salt, so it has flavor. So you yan you wei, right? There's another saying that the Sichuan people are the salt of the world. 四川人是天下的盐，有这么一种说法。So we like salt because it gives flavor to food. Also, salt can, especially in ancient time, salt can to help prevent food to get corrupted. the Tibetan people would have their yak meat and they add salt, and they let it let the sunshine do the work and cure it, and you get the Mao牛肉, 风干牛肉, right?
The jerkies.
Yeah. Very, very tasty because there's salt in it. But the salt also serves to preserve food. So our faith, what Jesus is saying here is that our faith requires to serve others, to make others' life better, as if we're adding flavor to good food, and to help prevent the corruption of the society. So we are Christians, but we are also citizens of a certain country, either China or the UK or the US. But we are called to be good citizens, to help prevent the society and the culture to get to become corrupt. So that's being sought. And we are called to be light. Light would break darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. And we, as Christians, we are called to follow Jesus. So part of following Jesus is that we need to, you know, as 1 Peter 2:9 says, we need to declare the praises of God who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. That's one part. But it also means that we are also called to bring light to the world full of darkness. We have many British friends here. Forgive me by saying this, but when the pilgrims went from Europe to the New World, 当年那些清教徒离开英国到美国去, 他们要建立三上之城, in today's verses, it says that we are to build our city on the hill. Now, when the pilgrims went from Europe to the New World, it is their desire to build a city, a town on the hill. Now, that ideal is an ideal. It's debatable how well Americans have realized that ideal, but still, it was their dream. The American dream, we talk about American dreams a lot, especially among Chinese, 美国梦, 但是美国梦, 他们是要建立三上之城. So in a lot of Chinese today, on the internet, they call United States, half jokingly, the lighthouse country, 灯塔国, 我们有时候叫美国叫灯塔国, because it was their dream to build a city on the hill. So this verse is said, be the light, be the lighthouse, be the beacon that people can look at it and say, you know, this is light shining from the city of God. So being salt and light means that we should live out our faith and have God glorifying deeds. Our faith has to be reflected and expressed through our daily behavior and interactions with others. We're not Sunday Christians. 我们不是礼拜天才做基督徒. It's very easy to become so-called Sunday Christians. On Sundays, we 做礼拜, we sit there, and or we stand up and sing songs, and we worship God. But from Monday to Friday, we didn't practice what we believe in our work, in our career, in our family, and so on. So God called us to practice our faith, to live out our faith wherever we are, no matter if it's Sunday or not. So 我们平常在职场上在家庭里面 都要做工作人员就是要 行出我们的信仰, 不能是只是礼拜天做基督徒。 Monday night we discussed about how to evangelize non-believers, but there are a lot of good points we discussed. But we all agree that as Mel said, in evangelism, our actions are very often more important than our words. It is what we do rather than what we say that can have impact on others, that can influence others. We are saved. We are saved by God's grace. I'm not saying that we are saved by our deeds. It is clear, the Bible is clear, it is a biblical truth that we have to insist that we are saved by God's grace and we are justified by faith alone. You know, this also means that we are not saved because we are better. So when Royal was praying before me, before I spoke, she was praying about God's guidance. She was praying that when there is conflict, when there are disagreement within the team, that she prayed that we seek God's guidance. We try to be humble and serve each other, and we try to keep the unity. So that also means that we're not perfect. I'm going to give a little bit of testimony later about the Project Denker. However, even those Christians, those good Christians, who are very much involved in this project, are not perfect. All right? If you think so, try to live with them for a few days, a few more days, and you'll find out that every single one has has this imperfectness. We are saved sinners. We don't worship people. You don't put people on a pedestal. This is English saying. 不要太崇拜. Yeah, pedestal. 那是Chinese thing. However, despite all that, however, the truth is that the biblical truth has two aspects. First aspect that is that we are saved not by our good deeds, but there's the other side of the truth. If we are saved, if we are true Christians, we have to live out our faith. We have good deeds are necessary. We don't want to be hypocrite. Not last night or the night before, we talked about hypocrisy. Of course, there's hypocrisy in the church, but there's hypocrisy out of the church too, because we live in a sinful world that has been affected by the fallenness of human beings. So you and I are human, so we have, in different degree, in different levels, we are hypocrite. However, the Bible also stresses that if we are saved, after we are saved, if we are children of God, if we are Christians, we have to produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Right? This is Jesus' own word. We have to produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And we have to live a life worthy of the calling we have received. Ephesians 4:1. Therefore, faith without deeds is dead. This is James 2:26. As God's children and as his ambassadors, we are called to act justly and to love mercy and to work humbly with our God. If you go out and go to the washing place, there you see this slogan, 行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心, 与神同行。我们是蒙召的。如果信心没有行为，就是死的，对吧？我们虽然是因信称义，但是当我们蒙召的时候，当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们的行事为人要与所蒙的恩相称，我们要活出我们的信仰。Verse 16 says that we ought to be salt and light, so that God would be glorified, or praised, as other versions say. So why do we have to be salt and light? It's not because of our self ambition, 不是我们自己的一些雄心壮志 ，right? It is not out of pride, 不是我们自己好像要有什么了不起。No, the verse 16 says we have to be salt and light because we want to glorify God. It is God glorifying if we do what we say we believe. People know God through us. We are ambassadors of Christ. 我们是基督的使者，我们是上帝恩典流通的管道。We are God's instrument of grace.When our testimony before non-believers is good. So God uses us as his instrument of grace. He uses us when we are strong. He also uses us when we are weak. So there will be problems, there will be challenges, there will be difficulties as we are experiencing here in Denka. But let's encourage each other that.God can use us even when we are weak. So I still get a few minutes. I'm going to tell my story. 20 years ago, I was in Chengdu. I was a young professionist, a young scientist. I just graduated from the college. But it was 1990. And a year before that,a big political event happened in China, Tiananmen Square, or some would call it Tiananmen Massacre. This is 六四,1989年是六四,就是, yeah. So we call it June 4th, which is a forbidden word here in China. Many people don't know because the history has been erased, but because of that, it has impact on the whole generation.My generation was greatly impacted by that. I had such great sadness and total disillusion about politics and about political ambitions. You know, Chinese intellectuals are so influenced by the Confucius ideal that we love our country, we want to serve it, we want to make it better, but...You know, democracy and freedom and those kind of things. But this what happened in 1989 broke our dreams. So we're lost. I was totally lost. I started, while playing mahjong and drinking baijiu, I read philosophy, philosophical books. I read Buddhism, books about Buddhism.I read books about Christianity. Unfortunately, most of the books about Christianity were very negative because it was China. It was an atheist ideology is an official ideology in China at that time and now. So I was seeking. At the same time, I wanted to make more money by having...what's called the second career, 第二职业. At that time, Deng already opened the door of China, so it's allowed, people, young intellectuals like myself, are allowed to take another extra career to make some extra bucks. So what I did was, because I spoke good English, I took the test and got the license. I got the certificate for being an interpreter tourist guide.So, in 1990, I met the team, the first hovercraft expedition team on the campus of Huaxi Yida, the Huaxi Medical University. And then a Chinese the head of a Chinese institute, who are the host or the who are recepting, the team, the British team, came to me and say, "We are hiring an interpreter. Would you like to be? I know you have this certificate. Your English is good. Would you want to be the interpreter for us?" So I became his interpreter. I was supposedly working for the Chinese side, not the British side. Now you guys probably would realize you would understand there had to be conflict and of interest and so on, but so I went on the went with the team, so we took days to come here. We ended up here. Last night I took a walk over there. If you go to the new. The new museum and memorial of Denma, the Denma Boguan. Near there, you can walk towards the river, the Jinshajiang, and that's exactly where we camped at that time. So I ended up here. I spent a month with the team. What happened was there was a big storm, a snowstorm, and we were delayed. So I couldn't get back on time. So because of that, I went over my vacation days. I didn't tell my research institute at that time. I was working for a chemical research institute about it. So, but they found out anyways. Because CCTV, Zhongyang Dianshidai, the Chinese Central TV station, broadcast it, and some people say they saw me on TV. So the institute decided to give me some punishment. They made an announcement to criticize me and say he did it wrong and as a punishment, and it's a big institute, a lot of people, and so over the PA system. They say Song Chen did something bad, and we don't like what he did. He made a mistake. In the audience there was a beautiful girl who later say, "Oh, this guy, wow, he must be good." So I managed to date her, and today she's my wife. But that's a that's another story. But But coming back, yeah. Well, at that time, I was very young, and Mel was young too. But back to the trip. Now, we were very busy. The guys, the team were very busy. There are even more very busy. There were blocks of on the road, and they were clearing the road. They were taking care of the hovercraft. I remember the hovercraft got broken, right? There was some damage. Those are all challenges and difficulties. You know, imagine taking the hovercraft, the Qidianchuan, Chuanzhangonglu, from Sichuan to the Tibetan area. At that time, the road is not so good. So imagine bad road and big trucks. And so on. But that's not the only challenge. I think the bigger challenge was the Chinese side was not cooperating. And they were almost trying to make it more difficult, right? And they were making a lot of obstacles and difficulties and challenges, creating challenges. And I was their interpreter. They hired me, they paid me. However, my heart was with the team. With the British team, I was almost 100% for the team. So I became on their side. So we became friends, and I was trying to help them. I saw the difficulty. I tried to help them. But what impressed me was their face. They didn't have time. Mel didn't have time to Bible study with me. Honestly, I that didn't happen. they didn't talk a lot about Christianity. 他们并没有很去传教。However, I saw it. I saw how facing difficulty, facing challenges, how they pray. 他们在那边祷告。I saw on Sundays, of course, on Sundays in the tent, was Mel, were you playing guitar?
Yeah, I played the guitar.
Yeah, you played guitar, and Michael was there, and a lot of people, Andrew, Sarah. Green, Sarah, Dr. Ray, who is today in Chengdu, the owner of the Yanyang Xiaodian, the gift shop, she was there. So we worshipped. They worshipped. I watched. So I saw how they interact with the Chinese side, with the Chinese people, how they brought the medicine to the Tibetan people, how Dr. A was giving the vaccination to the little Tibetan kids, 给他们藏族人种疫苗，那个时候。And you guys even contacted some, talked and prayed with some people with leprosy, right? 有一些是有那个就是身体里面那个麻风的麻风病人。No, I was because the Chinese side got extremely nervous, and I was a little nervous too, but I saw it with my own eyes, and I'm convinced it is out of love that they did it. They didn't do it for anything else. It is a Christian love that they lived out, which was so touching and so moving for me. And I started to think about it. I read a lot of books, but books are books. I didn't become a Buddhist or a Christian by reading books. But the Christian love and the lives, the fruits that they bear, the team, what the team did, was so such a powerful testimony for me. I started to admire such a life, this kind of life. I said, what if I should be like that? I still have so much bitterness and hatred and lostness in my heart, but these people, they have faith, they have peace in their mind, and they have joy in their heart, so that they can live out the love. So I was very very influenced. So 2 years later, 1992, I took TOEFL and GRE, and went to the U.S. to do my graduate study with full assistantship / scholarship. 得了全奖的奖学金到美国去留学九二年 and I became a Christian in the same year. Very typical my story. I have translated my testimony in English. I can send to you guys.But I'm not going to repeat the story. Long story short, I became a Christian in the Bible study group, the Chinese Bible study group, later on a Chinese church in the little college town in the south of United States, Alabama, out of all the places. So I became a Christian and got baptized in October of 1992 in the First Baptist Church of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, out of all the churches in the world. So, 我是在美国南部的一个叫 Tuscaloosa 的一个小城，在那边受洗。When I wrote my testimony, I talk about the expedition because it has given me good testimony. When I became a Christian, I still had a lot of questions about many things. But the testimony was real, and it was powerful. It's very, very positive. I was an atheist, and then I was, jokingly, I call myself post-60s. At that time, the official ideology was atheist, and the political teaching was full of hatred. And Mao said, there is absolutely no love out of no reason. Mao Zedong said, 世界上没有无缘无故的爱. But I've experienced Christian love, during the expedition and so on. So that helped me. So Monday night we were talking about how you evangelize, but please remember, you evangelize by talking, by preaching, by Bible study, by telling people about what Christianity is. However, that's not the only thing. What's important is what we do. A couple of years ago, on the Chinese website of Zhihu, 你们知道 Zhihu, Zhihu 网站. Zhihu is a Chinese equivalent of Quora. Do you know Quora? You ask question and people answer, right? And people answer question. Zhihu is much better than Quora and very, very influential, very popular. So I got on Zhihu years ago and answered. So far, I've answered almost near 300 questions, most of the majority of it, of which are related to Christianity. So I do that. That's my work also. One day, a couple of years ago, I saw a question. The question was, how did you become a believer of God? It didn't say Christian, but how did you become a Christian of God? 你是怎么信上帝的? And a guy whose name is who called himself Lorden, apparently a very famous film guy in the filmmaking industry in China, he answered the question and he said, "Oh well, I got influenced by a team of British people, and I was on my way to Ganzhi, and there was this team of British Christians. He didn't mention any." He said, I chatted with them, they were going to Sichu, and they were going to, and then they years ago, they went to Dengke with hovercraft and everything.
He's got a brother, they're both in the film industry.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And immediately I realized, wow, I said, wow, what a coincidence, wow, that's miraculous, because it's exactly the same. Same. And he said, hey, I got influenced by these British people. So I answered the same question. I said, me too. And I told my story. I got connected with Mr. Law, and we exchanged a few private messages. And then somebody, another person, made a comment under my question. And she said, you know what? Me too. I was one of the interpreters for the team in years ago, maybe 10 years. I don't know who she was, but she said, or he, but the person said, I share the exact same experience. So now on this trip, I get to know you guys, right? New interpreters. So one day we should have a. Maybe we should have an alumni group for interpreters of the DK project. That'd be amazing. But what's the point? Now, Mr. Law's answer got like hundreds of likes because everybody likes one word, one sentence he said. Let me read it in Chinese. What he said was, 我相信, it's still there. It's still there. Yeah, you can still see it. The important sentence, I hope everybody remembers this sentence. He said, 我相信一个基督徒的生活方式是最好的传道. Literally translated into English, it says, I believe that the best evangelism is the lifestyle of a Christian. A lifestyle, the way of life, we talk about, Monday night, we talk about worldview, we talk about value and meaning, modern people are seeking those. Christians or not. A lot of times we get lost. However, what's the meaning? You know, what's the meaning of being a Christian? It is to be light and salt. The meaning of the life of you and me, of a Christian, like the verses today says, is to glorify God and help others. In Chinese, Carrie, we say it in four characters, because you know, idioms are four characters. Every Chinese Christian knows these four letters, four characters. Rong shen yi ren. Rong shen yi ren. To glorify God and to help others. This is our calling. This is what we do. This is what the British team did 28 years ago with the hovercraft. That is what we are trying to do today here in Denka without the hovercraft. But it's the same. To be salt and light. Let's pray. Dear God, we come before you. We are nobody. We are weak. And we are sinners. But you save us from darkness. And you call us to be light. You call us to be salt. Lord, we come before you. We acknowledge that a lot of times we fail to give good testimony. We were not careful for what we say and what we do, especially in front of non-believer friends. So we come before you and we confess that we are short of your glory. But we also come to thank you because we are saved, because it's by your grace that we become Christian, and we are called to live out our faith. Today's verses remind us that we have to be salt and light in this world. In this world with much need, with a lot of conflict, with a lot of hatred, bitterness, brokenness, we are called to live out the Christian life that you call us to be, to live, so that we can be the light of the world and we can be the salt of the earth. Lord, please help us. A lot of times we are weak. We didn't live out the faith. So we become hypocrite. Lord, please be with us. Help us every day. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we can live out what we claim to be our faith, and we can be the salt and light. Lord, we also pray that you help us, guide us, protect us for the rest of the days, for this trip, for this project, for Project Denka 2018. Be with us and encourage us and help us to encourage each other and remind each other that we are going to be humble and serve others and in that way glorify you and you alone. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much, George. That word from the Lord is very interesting bits of history.